my dad was, he had a little bit of a heart condition, and the doctor, Dr. McLeod, used to come right from Kingsway and Edmonds. There was a great big building there, right on the corner, and it was shaped like a flat iron type building, and he would come down to see my dad, and it was recommended that I it was too noisy with the children, so I was farmed out more or less with a people by the name of Knott, K-N-O-T-T. Doug Knott was a great friend of mine. He was a year older, but we buddied around, and I stayed with him and his family for a few months to get away from my dad. And Doug and I used to sleep in a nick of the house. And we would sleep in one bed, foot to foot. And I can remember Mrs. Knott bringing, they had money, they had a car, and bringing a half an orange for us. And I never had an orange. And I can still remember Doug Knott. And that's before I went to school. And so I was maybe four or five, mostly five.
And did you live also off a garden?
We had a large vegetable garden, and then a friend of ours, I used to call her Aunt Lily, her name was Lillian Smithers, no relation, but she had a, she was a widow, she lived on Sprott Street, and just up from Norland, and she, my dad had a large garden in her place too, and she used to, of course, get vegetables out of it as well, but he did the gardening.
Any animals?
Just chickens. Well, we had rabbits for a little bit, but not too long. But we had chickens. We had a chicken house, and that was in the alley, because the alleys weren't used. And we had a chicken house, and so we had chickens there. There used to be a baker comes around my in towards the end of the 30s, and my dad, mother would occasionally buy a loaf of bread, but not too often. She made her own bread, and the bread was made in an oval. Well, a matter of fact, I understand we used to be bathed in that when we were babies. An oval, big pot thing, and but she used to make bread, and I could see her punching the dough down. And we had a wood coal stove, not coal. We couldn't afford coal. We had wood stove. It would burn coal. And that was my job to have the kindling box full to make the fire go. And that's the way we heated the water, too, by our wood stove. We'd get loads of wood. They would be delivered and put up on the boulevard, and my dad used to split it and pile it and take it into the basement. And
do you remember what your water supply was for drinking and cooking?
Oh, water was tap water.
It was. So
yes, and we had a modern bathroom. In when Dad finally built the house, and we had a wonderful tub, a
flush toilet.
Yes.
Earlier you said you had initially an outhouse.
Initially, when we had the shack, when I call a shack, I don't know what it was like, to be honest with you. I think it was one room. When he built the house, he was making a little money in the early 30s, very early, when he worked for Cooper. Things dried up, I guess. He lost his job, and nobody had jobs, you know. But they all survived.
You mentioned too that he helped the work to make payments on the house as well.
He had to make $15 a month pension, you know, on the month, and I think it was about 6% interest, if I remember. It was very high, I thought. They scraped every minute. I used to go to Sunday school, and there was only two churches that we could go to. One was Roman Catholic, and one was United. Well, the United, my folks were Congregational from the England and Eastern Canada, So we went. I went to United Church. I'd take one penny and put that in the pot. And but I never had any money. You never saw any money. You didn't know the difference. You never went to shows. You never went to anywhere because there was nothing there in Burnaby.
Now you mentioned, though, one of the neighbors down the way, the Moores, were quite wealthy, though.
The Moores lived down here by Deer Lake. And matter of fact, their land is right onto Deer Lake. And in the Mrs. Moore, I can remember her. She was a big woman, very nice woman. But the thing that I can remember with the Moores especially, they had a lot of exotic chickens, you know, fancy chickens. And they used to just wander over. And I've seen them go into the kitchen. And but Mrs. Moore was a very nice woman. I didn't know him. They called him Major Moore, but I didn't know him. My brother was friendly with Dinty Moore. And I used to come down here against my parents' wishes, especially Halloween, because she would give us some firecrackers. Ooh. And that was, we never had firecrackers. But I remember Mrs. Moore, she's, and that's in the Hart House. They were there. And they built houses for every child. They all had they all had houses in this land. Right where this office is, there was a house.
Here where the museum sits now.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It must have been quite a contrast, though, to be living in your lifestyle and see the Moors down the road.
Yes, I guess it was, but you didn't think about it, you know. We were happy. We had a good life, and our clothes were all secondhand. And if you had a little tear in your pants, you kind of felt a little embarrassed. Now they just go around with tears in their pants, you know. But
someone else you knew, Tom Irvine. We have his house here at the museum, but you knew him.
Well, we used to say Tom Irvine.
Irvine.
Yes, and Tom, he lived down on Laurel, just off Sprott, away off Sprott, and he was a bachelor, as you know. And you used to go to see him, and he would always give you a peppermint, and he was a nice old fella. My dad was quite friendly with him, and of course I was with my dad a lot, and we'd go down there. And there was another people by the name, they had a big chicken farm right near him too, and I can't remember their name. But I mentioned the Knotts earlier. They moved later up onto Cecil Street, and they had a large chicken farm and a raspberry farm. And I was friendly with Doug Knott, and I used to go over there when I was going to school to listen to the Lone Ranger. They had a radio, and they had a car. They were rich too. He was an engineer, I think, Mr. Knott, and Ronald, his first name was. And but I'd go over there to listen to the Lone Ranger. Wow. We didn't have a radio, we couldn't afford one. Our heating for the house, although we had a wood stove, the basement, they made it out of an oil drum. They put it on its side, put a door on it, bricked it in, and it had a pipe going from it up to the central hall in our house. And you'd load that with wood, and the top of it was tin on the top and then sand, and then this big pipe. And that's how it heated our house. And we lived upstairs. I slept upstairs, my brother and I, and we had no heat up there, of course. We'd open the door, and the heat would come up. I can remember coming down one morning, and there was a radio, and I just couldn't believe we had a radio. They'd bought a secondhand radio somewhere, and I think from Bragg's up in Hastings Street. That's where they got it. And that was wonderful to have a radio, you know.